Blog Talk Radio.
Bitch, we here. Without a care, pushing niggas so careers to the rear. Yeah, we here. Ain't a rapper that we fear. We've been doing this for years. Yeah, we here. Cartel, we around the street of proof. Stand down, you can't compare.
Bang, bang, here we go. Banging in your stereo. Touch money, niggas back. You hear it everywhere you go.
Back.
The fact, Philly, you want it, I said, here we go. Ready to spin bullshit. We will keep it gritty, though.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm your co-host, Kim.
All right. Here we go with another day. Today is January 10th, 2018. So.
Whoever missed our episode yesterday.
Yeah, check
you missed
out
a
check
pretty
out
good episode.
It was there. It was pretty funny. I had fun yesterday.
I had fun making it. But for tonight's episode, what should we start off with?
I don't know.
How about this Donald Trump over Oprah thing? Who do you think? Is that a joke?
No.
Donald Trump?
I think this story is
Donald Trump and
Oprah. I seen a poll. If Oprah ran for president, would she beat Donald Trump?
I saw something online that said that Oprah is the Democrats' choice for 2020 as president. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oprah now? Oprah. Come on.
Would you vote for Oprah?
No. I didn't vote for Trump. First Trump and now Oprah? Come on.
It can't get any worse than fucking
Trump. What does America come to? Like, we're just picking celebrities off TV and making them presidents
now? Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor. Ooh, why can't Oprah? What about Jerry Springer?
Oh God. If Jerry Springer was president, God help us all.
What's the difference between him and Donald Trump?
Oprah might do a better job than Donald Trump, though.
He kind of looks like Donald Trump.
Who, Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
They've got the same hair, similar hairstyle.
Yeah, it kind of looked the same.
Similar hairstyles, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Jerry Springer or Donald? Would you rather have Jerry Springer or Donald Trump?
Anybody but Donald Trump.
I mean, at least Jerry Springer pretends to like black people.
At least Jerry Springer is kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah, and he's got things under his belt. He's a fucking, was he a judge?
Is he?
Or a lawyer or some shit like that?
Is he?
Yeah, I would rather have Jerry fucking Springer than Donald Trump.
Too. I agree, me too. Anybody but Donald Trump, man. He's got to go. I tried to join the campaign to have him impeached.
Yeah, but it was too late.
Too many people. Like, it's got to go through too many big heads.
I mean, he's...
And the House of Representatives, they say it's all Republican and they want him.
I mean,
I don't know why.
That's your boy. You
I
voted
don't know
for
why.
Him. You're a Trump supporter.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a joke when I saw Donald Trump was running for president.
That motherfucker didn't even think he was going to win.
I didn't think he was going to win. I remember I asked you. I'm like, is that a joke? Is that like, it popped across the TV. Like, Donald Trump was running for president. I'm like, is that a joke? That's a joke. That's not real. You're like, no, it's real. He's really running for president. I'm like,
and then
I woke up
like, what the fuck? Who won?
We voted.
Donald fucking Trump.
We went and voted.
When I woke up, I fell asleep before the results came in.
Yeah.
This motherfucker won.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's water
up.
Under the bridge.
Yeah.
He's been in office for about almost a year now.
He hasn't got impeached yet, but he's either going to be the next president to get impeached or assassinated.
The threat of nuclear war has been looming ever since.
Maybe I shouldn't say that he's going to be assassinated, because God forbid it happens, they're going to come looking for me.
I mean, I'm sure they're not going to look for you because he fucking.
That story has a lot of haters out there.
Because he got smoked.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean,
what was America thinking when they voted for Donald Trump?
That's what this nation's all about. All about, supporting the Jerry Springer lookalike.
The wig front, the toupee. He's got like the
Is that
toupee.
A toupee?
I don't know. It looks like it.
Is his teeth false?
They look false too. His hair is perfectly in the same spot every day. Slicked over to the side. Never moves. Never wavers. There's never a hair out of place.
Well,
it's definitely
I mean,
got to be a toupee.
I mean,
definitely.
I don't know how white hair works, but how does this hair stay like this? Is that mousse?
No, it's hairspray or not? Yeah, hairspray.
Is it that something about Mary?
It definitely is. It's that something about Mary.
Something about Mary's semen.
That extra super hold.
Steel hold. You know, like, is that mousse or gel?
He's putting it in his hands and then using it to grease his hair up every day.
What is that?
I don't know.
Why does his hair look like Jerry Springer's? Why does his hair look like Jimmy Johnson? You probably don't know who Jimmy Johnson is. Jimmy Johnson is a football coach for the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. He won 2 Super Bowls.
I don't know. I heard of
Donald
him.
Trump has Jerry Springer and Jimmy Johnson hair.
And you know what's funny? If you ever watched him on a TV show and it's a windy day, like the front of it just flops up, but it doesn't move. It doesn't move. I don't care. You're black, white, Puerto Rican, Spanish, green. Don't matter. Your hair is going to move in the wind.
Not Donald's.
Donald's got a nice expensive toupee there. Maybe that's why he had to file bankruptcy so many times.
He probably got it from like Rogaine and the haircut from men.
Maybe.
It's like a ingrown. Ingrown toupee.
He's got hair plugs in there.
Is that what it is? Or do you think that's glue?
No, that's not glue.
Stapled?
Maybe. See, it's surgery to have it permanently
surgically
stuck on.
Surgically inserted?
Possibly.
All right, let's fucking stop talking about that cocksucker.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I hate
let's
Donald
talk
Trump.
About some fucking football. Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party. Yeah. You like the tunes, motherfucker. Stop hating.
Now, so everyone can say that, you know, you're waiting for everybody else's picks. Write your picks down.
All right.
We'll say them at the end.
I'll do my picks. But,
write your picks down.
Let's hit the first one. Let's take the first call. Barbershop
Hello?
Talk Radio. What is the deal? What's up, dog?
What's good, bro?
What's going on, man? You want to talk about some football here, man? Some football.
All right.
What you think about the playoffs this week? What did you think about the playoffs this week?
I lost 2 games because I picked the Rams over the Saints, and I picked Chiefs over Titans. I was wrong both of those games. So.
Everyone picked the Chiefs.
Only one person got that one right, bro. You were two and two.
You were in the top two, right?
Yeah, he came in second place.
Second or third.
Mike came in first.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. He was tied with 2-2 in second place. Okay. So, what did you think? Let's break it down. You're a football guy. You know how the fuck did Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs lose that game?
Well, listen,
tell me.
I'm gonna start by saying this: the Chiefs are horrible in playoffs. You remember that game where they played the Colts and they had
the Colts and they were up by
28. I remember, like, I don't know what it is. It's like they play the first half good and they can't finish it. You know, they can't finish the job. And the thing is, remember I said I'm going with the Chiefs, but it might be an upset.
Everyone said it might be an upset. Everyone.
Like, you did say that.
It seemed like everybody.
Like Mariota's like really good, yo. He's really good. Like.
And really just like you said, you lost it because they stopped running the ball.
Yeah.
So they were running in the beginning of the game, and then they stopped running the ball.
They be trying to, like, and it's part of it too. Like Kelsey, he went out with a concussion too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he went out with a concussion. That game is just bad for them. I don't think they're a playoff team, really. They got to, like, I think, really get over
and
that.
And they couldn't stop the run.
Alex Smith,
run.
Yeah, Derrick Henry had like $150.
You think Andy Reid should be fired?
I think they should get over that Andy Reid hump, and they should, like, really, really get over that Alex Smith hump, too. Like, both of those.
I don't think Andy Reid should be fired, though. I mean, think about where Kansas City was before he became coach.
Yeah, you're right. But it's like he not winning no games over there. Four straight
playoff
games?
Yeah.
But
and he blew big leads in both both the games,
look,
bro.
I mean,
all of them. All of them.
The Eagles.
The
Colts, he got them to
the Ravens.
Every year.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly. It's kind of ugly.
He's a good coach. Like, he has good plays. He's a great coach, but I don't know what it is with him in the playoffs.
He's not under pressure. It seems like not under pressure. He's not very good. So he did the same thing when he was coaching the Eagles. He got him to the playoffs, and then they, like, he couldn't take them all the way.
Right. Like, he got unique plays, a good playbook, like, good players. Like, how can't you not? The Titans we're talking about. But the Titans, like, you're a good team.
I really thought they were going to win that game.
Do you think the Titans have a shot? Do you think the Titans have a shot to beat the Patriots?
They definitely have a shot. They definitely have a shot, but it's gonna be hard. Like, they're gonna have to run the ball and keep the ball away from Tom Brady, basically. You know what I mean?
Ball control offense.
Time possession, pound the rock, give Tom Brady the ball as less as possible.
Yeah, I agree. I want the Patriots out.
So in that pick,
I do too.
Yeah, I'm done with them, bro. Do you think they have a shot though? Do you really honestly believe they have a shot?
Yeah, they have a legit shot.
I mean,
they're gonna be the underdogs in that game
too.
They're
definitely the underdog.
Yeah, everyone's gonna vote for
That's
the Patriots. Everybody.
Okay, so who you got? New England, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with New England. I'm gonna have to.
Okay.
It's only right.
Okay.
If they lose, but I'm just going with New England.
Okay, now let's go into the Jacksonville-Buffalo game. How the fuck did Jacksonville win that game?
That last pick. You know that last pick by Jalen Ramsey, the closer?
Yep.
Yeah, it was basically that pick right there.
You think that's what cost him
the
game?
That's not what cost him the game. Cost him the game was not scoring the whole game. Like, how do you, like, have 3 points?
I think this was the turning point of the game. First and goal from the 1 yard line, and they ran the ball down the field, and they decide to fucking throw a fade to Calvin Benjamin, and he gets a offensive pass interference penalty, which killed him. That killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much a wrap.
Yeah,
that was pretty much a wrap. After that,
That game was just so annoying. Like,
it was
boring.
It was
one of the most boring playoff games ever.
Yeah, it was fucking boring. Bro. But I watched it. It was a slug match, but it was boring.
Yeah, you know, Jacksonville, they got a good defense, but their offense is really, really terrible. And like, that's why I honestly think they can't beat my Steelers, because we're putting up 20 plus points a game. They're going to have to score.
You remember what happened last time, bro? They put it on your asses, bro.
They're not built for that January football.
You sure about that? They put up in week five. They had five. Ben Roethlisberger had 5 interceptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I watched the game.
And Forsett ran wild on you guys.
Yeah.
So, but
I was watching something about a defense, right? And our defensive lineman basically saying, like, Cameron Harris, Stephen Tuitt, all those guys, they was talking about how they know Leonard Fournier, he came into Heinz Field and got 150 yards week 5, whatever it was. They're waking up every morning eating breakfast with a picture of this guy's face. You feel me?
That's crazy.
Like, they're talking about how big this game is because Heinz Field is, like, sacred. You come into Heinz Field, get 150 yards on us? What? Oh, yeah, we're not going for that. We're going to get
back. I hope it would be best if Pittsburgh wins that game, but I'm not so sure that it's going to happen, bro. I'm not, man.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of upsets.
I think it's going to be a lot of upsets, too.
Because I think it's going to be everyone's going to favor New England over Tennessee, Pittsburgh over the Jaguars, and the Falcons over the Eagles. I don't know about the Saints and Vikings game, but I know those three.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to pick the other team.
It's not going to be a week of
but
big,
you know,
Jacksonville, favorites.
Jacksonville is not like the Titans, you feel me? They got a quarterback that they can, like, make decisions with, like, all right, go make a play. We need you. Jacksonville, they don't got no quarterback. Blake Bortles he's not good at all. So it's not like they can put the game in his hands. You feel me?
Yeah.
What if, put it like this. What if Jacksonville offense me 14 points in the fourth quarter with like 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left. You think they're going to do it?
No.
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 Right.
But
and that's what it comes down to, because they're going to have to put up points against us.
Let's say this. I would say this, bro. If Mariota was on Jacksonville, they'd be a Super Bowl team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Just because of that defense.
The defense is vicious, bro. And
See,
Blake Bortles is not playing Ben Roethlisberger. Blake Bortles is playing – I mean, Roethlisberger's playing that vicious defense, bro. That's the
mm-hmm.
That's what's making me scared, bro. That's what's making me scared. But if I want Pittsburgh to win, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as everyone thinks it's going to be. Somebody's going to lose,
easy.
Bro.
It's definitely going to be a game.
Somebody's going to lose. Like,
of course, somebody's going home.
So he got Pittsburgh. He has Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I figured that.
Okay, all right. We got
exciting week.
My Philadelphia Eagles versus the Atlanta Falcons.
I got hot Atlanta.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that.
Okay, before you get into that, why do you think – how did the Rams lose to the Falcons?
All right, the Rams lost to the Falcons because they wasn't even their identity that game. You feel me? Like, I didn't see things that they did all year that was good. You know, Rams, they throw screens, and then they have an effective passing game with Robert Woods. Robert Woods had a good game, but like I said,
Robert Woods was balling.
But they never got Todd Gurley going. Todd Gurley didn't have a good game.
I mean, he had a mediocre game. He didn't have a great game. He had a decent game.
He had a decent. He didn't have a game that he does. Like you.
Yeah, he didn't
like,
have a Todd Gurley game.
Yeah, like you remember what Todd Gurley did to Seattle, just catching the ball, taking it 80 yards, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
but like I said,
right.
And remember what I told you, if the Rams won that game, I had Todd Gurley getting MVP. Right now, I don't got him getting MVP no more.
So who's your MVP now?
Tom Brady.
Wentz. Oh, get the fuck.
God.
Man, stop.
Tom Brady, how many times has he won
Why
MVP?
Is everybody, Tom Brady hasn't even had a good December, bro.
Everybody's on his dick.
Like, get off
you
him.
You gotta give
like,
it
I hate Tom Brady.
You
gotta
give it to him.
You can't give it to him, dog. Can't give it to him. Just watch. There's nobody else. No,
there is other people though.
Duh.
Like they said, who was it? The fan favorite is Carson Wentz.
Wentz should win the MVP regardless, but I don't even want to talk about
favorite.
That. I don't even want to talk about that, dog. Like, but okay, so Todd Gurley didn't have a game. So how did you feel that the Falcons defense played?
I was surprised. You feel
me?
I wasn't like the Falcons. They play like the Falcons. They play hard. I wasn't expecting the Falcons to come out and play that good, and they played real good.
They played really well, especially in the secondary. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that
like,
boy,
they
like,
were,
the middle linebacker, really good, too. Deion Jones.
Beast. Monster.
Yeah, like, he'd be flying around the field.
And they were effectively pass with their pass rush. They were getting fucking pressure with just,
mm-hmm.
four guys up front. They didn't have to blitz. And they played coverage. And then they stacked the box and shut down Gurley for the most part. I mean, he got his shit off a little something. They had for the most part, they bottled them up. It was weird. It was a weird game.
I was really surprised.
But the main reason they lost, the Rams lost, was because of the two turnovers. The turnovers they had. The fumbles on special teams. That's why they lost.
Oh, you know
what?
That's why they lost. Everybody voted that bull. He's going to the Pro Bowl for punt return.
Yeah.
And he comes out and has the worst, his worst punt game of his season is in the first playoff game. I thought that crazy.
Worst game of his life in his first playoff
game. He had four different fumbles. He got two or one back, but he lost two, right, or something like that.
Yeah, he lost two of them. And
he
Bob was a third.
I'm like, yo, this guy, yo.
Yo, he was like,
he was just trying
bubble
to do
cuts
too much.
Or trying to do too much. Either
he said he had bubble guts.
His stomach was bubbling and shit. He should have used the nearest porta potty and shit. Like, what was
Word,
he doing? Like, his shit was rumbling. Like, yo, his shit. He was nervous than a motherfucker, dog. Like,
man.
You can't not drop the ball like that, bro. Like,
nah.
He looked like a high school player trying to play in the NFL. And he's a Pro Bowler because he had a great year.
That's what I said. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, how did he go to the Pro Bowl? His first playoff game, he just, you feel me, doesn't do nothing.
He cost them this season. And you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the next game. We got... Oh, no, I'm sorry. We still didn't get into why you think the Falcons are going to beat the Eagles.
Just because of Wentz, y'all. Like, Eagles, they, like I said, like, Eagles is highly matched to, like, go to the Super Bowl this year, highly. Like, that guy, he's just going. It's like, dang, man, like, what they going to do? And, like, that game against the Giants, you feel me? Remember that game y'all played the Giants?
Yeah, the last game, right? Or the first one.
Yeah, like, Wentz, I mean, not Wentz, I'm tripping. Foles, that should have been the game where, like, all right, he looking good. Like, he really wasn't.
He looked good in that game, bro.
What do you? I mean, he should have did worse to them.
Four,
like,
touchdowns, no interceptions, over 300 yards passing. Come on, stop.
What was the score?
Our defense looked like shit. It was like 32.
And that's what I'm talking about. How is Giants hanging
like
that game?
Like, the Giants hung in that game because our sloppy tackling and our corners were like basically exposed for Our corners were exposed. That's what happened. And we had sloppy tackling. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
But before that game, you wanted the Falcons to win. So
I still want the Falcons
Eagles
to win. I feel like the Falcons
weekend, you're like, I don't know. I'm kind of scared. They played pretty good this weekend.
I still feel like the Falcons are the easiest, our easiest path. Our easiest path to the Super Bowl.
Better than the Rams? Easier than the Rams?
Yeah, I'd rather play the Falcons than the Rams, to be honest with you. Even though we already beat the Rams, I want to play whoever we haven't played yet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel you.
It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you're easy.
Yeah, you want to play somebody you ain't played before or seen yet.
Exactly. I don't want nobody that's seen us already and know our shit. I mean, you can study us on film, but to actually get in front of that,
yeah.
The Eagles are going to have to fucking rush the passer, get pressure with four rushers like we did in the beginning of the year. And
basically,
Philly,
if Philly went away, it got to be a perfect game.
Atlanta's not all that, dog. Stop it. Stop.
What you mean? Atlanta's not all that, but you got to think about the players they got. They got a two-headed monster, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman. Then you got Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Matt Ryan.
True.
Then you go on defense, they got Deion Jones, they got Keanu Neal. Both of their corners is lockdown corners, Robert Alford, Desmond Trufant.
They got good corners.
Yeah, then they D-line. You got Adrian Claiborne. What's his name? Vic Beasley. They're a good team. Like, they're stacked at every position.
I'll put our defense up against theirs any day, bro. I feel like our defense is better than their defense. We were the number three rushing team in the league, bro, not the Falcons. Even though they got Coleman. Even though they got Freeman. To keep it real, bro.
Better record than the Falcons.
Julio Jones didn't have a very good year. He had a decent
at
year.
At all.
But
yeah, he only had three touchdowns.
Touchdowns, dog. We got, yo, you know who's got three touchdowns on our team? Torrey fucking Smith. And he's like our fifth receiver. Zach Ertz has eight touchdowns. Alshon Jeffries has nine touchdowns. Let's see. Nelson Aguilar has eight touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
But here's the thing, though. That's not Julio's fault. You got to throw him the ball.
Man, Julio has to demand the ball, bro.
Yeah, but just know if you do throw the ball his way, he will make a play.
Not always, dog. Not always. I'm not scared of Julio Jones, dog.
I feel like he was good a couple of years ago, but not quite so much now.
I'm not scared. He's good. He's good.
But
he's just not
like
having
he
a great.
Was,
I'm not scared of Julio Jones, bro. I'm not. I'm not scared of him. You think the Eagles should be scared of Julio Jones? If the Eagles are going to lose this game, bro, it's not going to be because of Julio Jones. It's not.
Maybe.
It's not going to be because of Julio Jones. It's going to be because
Julio is stoppable. That's the thing. Julio is stoppable. You can stop him, but he's a good receiver. At the end of the day, he's an elite receiver. It's the playoffs. It's win or go home. It's either you're going to make the playoffs or not. And I think he's going to come in this game focused. Because it's win or go home. Like, it's win or go home. What you going to do, Julio?
I don't see it, but all right, let's go to your next pick. Your last pick. Saints versus the Vikings.
Vikings.
You got the Vikings?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you got the Vikings?
I like that's another defense I like. I just like their defense.
You like the defense.
Defense is real too. Their defense is real too. And that boy Chase Keenum, he's not doing like Tom Brady stuff, Drew Brees stuff, but he's playing football. He's playing football.
You're right. Yo,
man,
hold on. I'm gonna add somebody else to this call, bro. That's your. Hold on. I'm not gonna. You're gonna still be on, but you can still be able to talk. But I'm gonna add somebody else to it. Hold up.
All right.
Barbershop Talk Radio. Speak your peace. Yo.
What's up, bitch?
What's up, bitch?
Who that?
Yo.
Y'all there?
Yo, all right.
Everyone connected?
Everyone's connected. Yo, Mike.
Yeah.
I need your picks, bro. I need your picks.
I'm not giving you my picks yet, man.
such a fucking bitch, yeah. Yo.
Fuck you.
New England versus Tennessee.
Man, I'm stressed the fuck out, dog.
Why?
I'm stressed.
I would be too if I was an Eagles fan, Mike.
I done sit there and I done waited in, yo, and I just don't see it happening.
Really?
Only way I see us winning, yo, is if Doug Peterson changes what he's been doing all season and starts trying to run the ball first.
Oh, my God.
Other than that, dog, it's a wrap. Yo, I'm telling you, man.
Nick Foles can't play that Carson Wentz ball, right?
Nick Foles can't fucking
you see how
Falcons secondary is playing, yo. The Falcons secondary is playing like shut down fucking football. They're like shutting down receivers and shit. And
okay,
that's not gonna be good for Nick Foles, man. He's gonna throw picks. He's gonna go out there throwing picks if they don't run the ball first.
Go ahead, Maurice. What'd you say?
I said Zach Ertz, he's going to be the difference of the game.
Oh, well, I don't know. Mike, go ahead. What were you saying? Like, I don't – man.
I think the Eagles are going to surprise
Peterson
everybody.
If Doug Peterson goes out there and has Nick Foles throwing the ball, and they don't try to run it first, that secondary is going to be picking – Nick Foles the fuck off.
You might be right.
Like,
but
Nick Foles needs to throw the ball maybe like 3 or 4 times like a fucking drive.
Run it.
All right, maybe not 3 times. Like 4 or 5 times a drive. That's it.
Yeah, just play situational ball. Just play their game.
I want to run the ball. I want to run the ball down their throats. Period. Literally. Right. I want to run the ball on every fucking play. And we can win that way, man.
Yeah.
We keep Matt Ryan in the offense off the field. And we fucking get the time and possession, and we pound on their defense. Like, we wear them down. So,
uh-huh.
I want to use Blunt and everybody else. What were you saying, Mike? Go ahead.
And I heard you talking shit earlier about fucking Jones don't scare you, motherfucker. Like, he better scare you.
Nah, Jones don't scare me, bro.
He better scare you.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't let
Jones
him front.
And,
after the
Jones
Falcons
and Sanu better scare you, bitch. I'm telling you.
Sanu?
Them motherfuckers is nasty, yes.
Not, yo, Julio Jones. Listen, bro. Julio Jones.
It's still Julio Jones at the end of the day.
Had three fucking touchdowns all season, bro. Three.
Yeah,
and that's including
what,
the
though?
Playoff game. He just scored one.
You know
like,
what, though?
He had three touchdowns, bro. No.
But you know what? Against our secondary and the poor tackling and the just horrible fucking coverage, dog, man coverage, like, I'm telling you, bro, like, he will have a good game against the Eagles secondary.
The last time he saw the Eagles secondary and we didn't have as good of the defense as we do now, he got shut down.
Don't let him front. He's scared of Atlanta, too. After
he did.
Game,
he did. He did. Maurice, if you were Eagles defensive coordinator, what would you do? Would you stack the box and stop the run, or would you double Julio Jones?
Nah, I'm not stacking the box, bro. I'm letting you know that right now. I'm definitely not stacking the box because at the end of the day, Atlanta do utilize that play action. You feel me? They can take the hand off to Devontae Freeman, whatever it is, and send Julio, and he's going to be one-on-one. At the end of the day, he do got three touchdowns, but he's still Julio. He still can make a play. Anybody can still make a play.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. He's still Julio Jones, yo. He still can make a play, like a big play. Catch a crazy pass or fucking catch the ball and just run one of our fucking corners over.
Just play y'all game because y'all have been playing good defense this whole year. Just play y'all game. Just play y'all game. Do whatever comes natural during the game. Don't do nothing extra.
I was telling somebody, I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, you know, this season, the Super Bowl coming up, these teams in the playoffs, like, every team that's here right now, they deserve it, yo. Like, you know how sometimes...
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Like, you know how sometimes in the playoffs, teams that don't deserve to be there can, like, squeeze in?
Yeah,
or like how in the AFC, like, eight wins can get you a fucking wild card spot easy.
Yeah.
Tennessee? Yeah.
Nah, Tennessee
like,
worked to get there, though.
Man, come on. The refs helped them, bro. The fucking refs helped them, bro. That fumble Mariota had was a fumble. That fumble Mariota had was a fumble, and the ref said it was his forward progress was stopped. It was a
fucking
sack.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It.
Yeah.
How can your forward progress be stopped in a sacking situation, bro? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, these refs is terrible, and I thought about this. They might as well take away the instant replay. There's no point of instant replay.
At this point, there really isn't. The refs are so fucking trash.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
It
definitely
is. It's crazy.
How can you get sacked and you get stripped and fumbled? And then they say your forward progress was stopped when you weren't even running.
And then
here's
the other
thing.
And then, Mark, here's the other thing. You can't even challenge that either. You can't challenge forward progress.
Nope. That's why they called it like that, to keep in the game.
They tried to challenge it, but they was like, you can't challenge it because it's already forward progress. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
All right,
man.
I got to roll, but I'm going to leave you guys with this, yo. Every team that's...
All right, Mike.
The NFC
get ready
playoff,
for the spring,
yo,
boy.
They deserve to be there.
Hey, yo, Mike.
Hey, is that including the Eagles?
Yeah.
The Eagles definitely worked to get there.
Up until Wentz got hurt, and I mean the defense did fall off, but up until Wentz got hurt, yo, like we were the best team in the NFL.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Of course.
Here, no doubt they would beat the
Mike.
Falcons this weekend. If Wentz never got hurt, you think no doubt they would beat the Falcons this weekend if they had Carson Wentz.
I
think it's any given Sunday, yo. Like anybody could win, but like I would definitely, I wouldn't be as nervous as I am. I tell you that shit.
Wentz is ridiculous. After that throw I seen him do in Seattle, I was like, come on, yo, like this is impossible.
Yeah.
You remember that throw?
He's the MVP.
He made a few bad throws in that Seattle game.
Yeah, I said, oh, my gosh, how did he make that throw?
I'm like, whoa. But, I mean,
it's just,
if anything could happen, like for real, Foles can go out there Saturday, dog, and have the best game of his life,
yep.
and the Eagles' and defense plays shut down, and we could, like, shut them out. Like, that shit is capable of happening.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of upsets this weekend.
I think there's going to be mad upsets.
I think it's going to be a good weekend. It's going to be good games.
I think it's
going to
be mad upsets this week.
Oh, man.
Wait,
you
Mike,
got, like, every,
Mike,
you got every
Mike,
game.
Before
you
go,
got every game
Mike.
In the first round.
Hey, yo, Mike, before you go, who you got,
you.
Jacksonville or Pittsburgh?
I'm about to go with Jacksonville, dog.
I was going to do Jacksonville, too. I was going to go Jacksonville, too.
Y'all bold.
Everyone, nah, man. It's not
I was
going to
go Jacksonville.
Better defense.
But Pittsburgh has the better offense, though.
Yeah.
Like, Jacksonville has the better defense, but Pittsburgh definitely got the better offense. And I know you can't hold down Big Ben forever and shit.
It depends on if Antonio Brown plays, bro.
Oh, yeah. As of right now, he's playing.
That's a factor, too.
As of right now, he's playing. I keep up with that. Like, I definitely keep up with that.
I mean, is that knee going to be 100%, or is he just going to be out
it's
there
probably,
as a decoy?
Listen, it's probably not going to be 100%, but, like, he's going to play. He's going to play. He's going to either play 100%. He's going to play 100%. He says up to Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin will use him as a decoy or whatever, but he can play. He's running full speed and everything.
Now, where'd you hear that at? I don't believe it. The way
it
looked like
I'm thinking
was
about
breaking.
Going with Jacksonville.
It's a I follow the Steelers 24/7 page, so I get updates on the Steelers all day.
You're a Steelers fan. Huh?
Yeah, he's a Steelers fan. He's a Steelers fan, which is cool. Which is cool. Bro, I'm fucking nervous, man. I keep trying to talk myself into this victory, but I'm just bracing for disappointment. That's all.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Who is that? On the line?
He's confident.
That's Maurice, Mr. 14 touchdowns himself.
Oh shit! I didn't even know that was you, yo.
Yeah. What's good, Mike?
What's happening?
We got the.
Hey, are you ready for the spring?
The hair to their braids.
Nah, not really.
Online.
Hair to their braids. Let's get it. Hair to their braids. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, we recruiting, yo. If you listening into the show, we recruiting.
The quarterbacks.
Yeah, Coop's playing with us this season, Mike. I forgot
yeah,
to tell
Coop
you.
Playing.
I need to start doing some push-ups or something.
Hey, yo, bro, whenever y'all ready, we going to hit up GT Park. Get some work in. It's too cold now, but when it gets warmer,
no
yeah.
Melt. When's the season start? April?
Season starts in April. April.
But, yo,
you know
I'm out, though.
All right, Doug. Good. Yeah, thanks for checking in, Doug. Peace. But, yeah, man.
Give his pick.
Yeah, I know. He wants to beat me. That's
yeah,
what that is.
Wait
he wants to hear what I got. He wants to beat me.
Yeah, he's going to pick the opposite.
He's going to pick the opposite of everything I pick.
Last
shit.
Week, he asked what your picks were
yeah,
first.
Yeah.
And then he picked the opposite of it. And, of course,
dickhead, man.
Of course, he got all of them wrong. And, you know, like.
Yo, Mike, funny.
Mike.
Yeah, he is. He won't just make his picks like the way what he wants to do.
Just say what he wants.
Yeah.
He has to hear my
yeah,
fucking cherry picking ass.
Well, we already know he's interested
in it. Fucking dropping a pass in the rain ass. That's what he is.
Oh
remember
man,
that
don't
dropped?
Do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that to him.
Yeah, with your bitch ass, Mike. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But yo, man, yo, thank you for calling in, dog. Fucking,
you're welcome, bro. Hey, yo. Brain's going to put in this work in the spring. Believe that.
Yo, let's get it, dog. Let's get it, bro.
Not
fucking
not
April,
a
man.
Repeat of last season.
April, we got to do way better. We got to do way
yeah.
better, man.
Let's
I don't even
team.
Know if you can play any better on offense. On defense, you can. But on offense, I don't know
yeah.
if you can play any better than you did this season, bro. 14 touchdowns. Mr. 14 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think you were the offense.
He was.
Yeah.
He really was.
It's just. I don't know what happened. You guys were not the championship team that won the season before that last season.
We're going to get back. We're going to get back, Miss Kim. Believe
I hope
that.
So.
We're going to get back.
I hope so. You need to recruit some new people.
Man, he made
yeah.
some fucking plays.
That's what I'm doing.
Man.
I know, he did.
He made some plays, like some crazy fucking,
mm-hmm.
I can't believe he just did that shit.
I know,
he
I got a couple
like
of them on camera.
Five times, like, what the fuck? How the, wow.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Wow,
on,
impressive.
On
I'll
video.
Give you that, man. I'll definitely give you that.
He can.
Thanks, Mar.
Better than some of those NFL players out there.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Get his speed up, man. But definitely,
yeah,
dog.
Well,
yo, man.
I'm
fucking go ahead, guys.
No, nah, go ahead.
Now, what was you saying?
I was going to holler at you tomorrow and stuff. I was going to talk to you and call you up.
Yeah. Definitely hit me up, bro. Hit me up.
All
but,
right, bro.
I just hope you're wrong about that. I just hope you're wrong about that that Eagles game, dog. I really do. I really do. I hope you're just wrong, man. I hope you're wrong about the Eagles.
I hope you're wrong about this Jacksonville game.
Hold on. We got another caller. We're going to connect them now.
All right, doggy.
I'm going to hit you.
Barbershop Talk Radio. Barbershop Talk Radio. What up, dog?
What up, dog?
What's up with you, man? I need some picks.
I got you.
I need some picks. All right, everybody's fucking talking that nonsense about us, our birds and shit, man. Everyone's talking shit about the birds, bro. Hey, I'm almost sick of it, bro. I'm sick of it.
You're talking shit with them, too.
I'm sick of it.
No, you're not.
Bro, let's go through your list, bro. Let's go through the list. All right.
New England, Tennessee.
Who you got?
I got to take New England.
All right. Now, I want to ask you this. I'm going to go back a week ago. Why did Kansas City lose to the Tennessee Titans?
Kansas City lost to the Titans because of game planning. Kelce got knocked out of the game, and Andy Reid clueless after that. Or how to get the ball to his playmaker.
He didn't know what to do.
I don't think he had any playmakers after Kelce got knocked out.
No, it's only him and
Tyreek.
No,
he really didn't. You're right about that, man. You're right about that. All right. He got New England. Okay, we got Jacksonville, Pittsburgh.
I like Jacksonville's defense.
So do I.
But Pittsburgh just can score a lot of points, so I had to take Pittsburgh.
Jacksonville's been on a roll, not a roll, but they've been rocking, you know what I'm saying? And Pittsburgh's been sitting, so it's not, you know, that's going to be a good ass game, bro.
I think it's going to be a week.
Definitely.
That's going to be a good ass game, so we'll see what that is. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do with mine, Pittsburgh or Jacksonville, but so you got Pittsburgh. Okay.
Eagles or the Falcons?
Of course you got the Eagles, but tell me why. Tell me the game plan. Tell me if you were offensive coordinator or head coach, give me the game plan why the Eagles to beat the Falcons on offense and defense. Let's start with offense first. What do we got to do to win?
Offensively, like I said, I would run the ball on first and second downs, pass on third if needed with Foles. Defensively, the defense, dog, like, all we got to do is just stop the run. That's all I think. I mean, they can throw the ball, whatever. But as long as we stop the run, then I think we're good, you know. They can't eat up the clock like how they're going to want to if they keep running the ball, getting first downs and moving the chains on us. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, that's exactly what I just said. I said that Julio Jones don't scare me, bro. Like I say, I would rather single cover him or slide coverage to his side in the zone, but I would stack the box and stop the run, bro. That's what I said I would do. That's how I would stop the Falcons. You stop the run, you stop them. Because they were passing the ball all game against the Rams. They didn't start getting
right.
their shit off until they got successful with the run. And once they started
right.
getting the run, their run opened up the pass. So that's why I would say I would just stop the fucking run, bro. But it was opposite when it came to the Rams. The Rams, they were getting the run off, but they just couldn't get no. The passing attack. Actually, their passing attack wasn't too bad. But I don't know.
Yeah.
They're fumbled. They fumbled on special teams. That's how the Rams lost. But go ahead. My bad. Go ahead. Keep going. Offense.
Yeah,
what else we got to do?
The defense, like you said, just stop the run, you know, don't give up big plays, dog. As long as we don't give up big plays and we stop the run, I don't care if they throw. I don't care how many yards Julio Jones has, or 10 catches or whatever. As long as we stop the run and win, then, you know, I think that's the success for us defensively.
That's our defense.
Offensively, yeah. Defensively, that's the success. Offensively.
So you say the key to success is to stop the Falcons' run, and who gives a fuck how many yards Julio gets as long as there's no big plays.
Exactly.
I agree. I wish I had an applause button because I would hit the clap right there for
you, bro.
I know. You
know what?
Bro.
We need one.
I agree with you 100%, bro.
We need one.
I agree with you 100%.
We do, bro.
No big plays. Just stop the run. Stop the run, and fuck, just no big plays and stop the run, and they can't beat you.
No, they can't.
They don't methodically drive the ball down the field. They don't. So, I agree with you, bro. I agree with you 100%. Go ahead.
The Falcons only score off of big plays, dog. Like, big plays down the field, you know what I mean? They might throw to Gabriel or Julio Jones or Sanu. It don't matter. It's just, you know, as long as we have these guys in front of us and we're there to pass protect, and our defense, our front four is really got to step up too, because we got to get tons of pressure on Matt Ryan with four guys. Four guys.
That's what I said. If we get pressure with our front four, I said that.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get pressure with our front four without blitzing and stop the run, and then we can do it. We can beat them.
Yeah.
We can beat them. And on offense, we just run, like you said, run the ball down their fucking throat. Run. First, second, third down. On every down. I don't want Nick Foles to throw a pass into our second possession. I want to run the ball every play until our second possession. Then I want to run the ball on first down again. And they're like, okay, here comes the pass, and keep running the ball. I want to run the ball on every play and see what happens, bro. And then only have Nick Foles throw the ball. And once they come to try to stack the box to stop the run.
And that's what they're going to be doing.
Have a big game. Yeah, they are. They are. Zach Ertz has to have a big game. Jeffers has to step up. Aguilar has to show up. Torrey Smith has to fucking... We need this Torrey Smith to stretch the field. So he needs to stretch the field.
We do.
And if Torrey Smith don't stretch the field, we need Torrey Smith to sit on the bench.
I know. You don't like Torrey Smith.
No. Fuck Torrey Smith. Matt Hollins. I'd rather have Matt Hollins out there. Let's put Hollins out there. We need somebody to stretch the field, dog. We need that burner. We need somebody that can create separation. And I don't think Torrey Smith is that guy. But that's another story for another day.
Do you think we do something different? You think we do something different than we've been doing all year offensively, as far as, you know, our scheme? And, you know, we do throw a lot. So do you think Doug Peterson is like total opposite right here? Like, everybody saying run the ball, but what could his game plan be? Can he change it? Can he just throw it 40 times like he would with Wentz if Wentz was in?
Personally, I feel like he was throwing the ball way too much with Wentz anyway, but Wentz was making such big plays to the point where it didn't even matter. So, but Nick Foles is capable of big plays. But I feel like we have to, like you said, run the ball. And I don't think he's going to change his game plan, bro. I don't. I think he is who he is. Just like Andy Reid. He is who he is. He's going to go out there, run the ball sometimes, and throw the ball majority of the time. He's going to. It's wishful thinking to hope and think that he's not going to do such a thing. We want him to run the ball way more. But he's not going to, dog. He's not going to. He's not. And that's why I think we might be in trouble. But if he wants to win, and if he's serious about winning, we run the ball 60% of the time and throw the ball 40% of the time. And we stopped our run, we'll be fine, bro. We'll be fine. And, all right. We got Saints versus Vikings. Who you got?
I'm going to take the Saints.
Got the Saints? Okay. Yeah. Why do you feel like the Saints beat the Carolina Panthers?
Because the Saints, like us, are the home team, number one. Number two, I think they just match up. Like, look at the Falcons-Saints game. You know what I mean? The Carolina game.
Carolina, yeah. Carolina and the Saints, yeah.
Carolina was still in it. They don't kick five fucking field goals. They probably have a good chance of winning that game. You know what I'm saying?
They should have been blowing them out. They couldn't score in the red zone. They couldn't score touchdowns.
Right.
They were kicking field goals in the red zone. That's another thing the Eagles need to do. We need to cash in the red zone. We were the number one red zone offense. And I hate to go back to the Eagles, but we have to cash in the red zone. We have to. Have to. Has to happen. We can't do what Carolina did and kick field goals.
No.
Fuck that.
Absolutely not.
Fuck that. We need
TDs,
bro.
We're not going to win like that.
We won't win like that. And we don't have to throw – Foles doesn't have to throw touchdown passes. Yo, another thing, Foles has to use his legs. Not a lot, just a little bit, just so that threat of him to run – just that threat of him running is there. He has to run some. He has to.
Right.
He has to. He has to leave that threat open. At least so they think it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A play-action pass is not going to work if you never run the ball. You know what I'm saying? What's a play-action pass going to do? Why are you doing – if you want to pass, why are you doing play-action passes if you're never running the ball? Stupid.
Right. Yeah,
why would you do a play-action pass when it's third and – why would you do a play-action pass when it's third and 15? Nobody's buying that shit. So why are you doing it? That's what I'm saying. But, yeah, I'm sorry to jump off topic. But, yeah. The Saints, if anybody can beat Minnesota, it's the Saints can. The Saints have a better offense. Yeah, the Saints have a better offense than Minnesota, but Minnesota has a better defense.
Oh,
the thing
absolutely.
Is, can the Minnesota score on the Saints defense? Because the Saints defense isn't great. They're opportunistic, and they lock down when they need to. But I've seen so many flaws in their defense where I feel like a good team would shred them, would shred the Saints defense. So we'll see. We'll see.
And we're that team. We're that team. That's why we got to get past these Falcons. And then when we play the Saints and the Vikings, and the championship game, it should be a good matchup. Either team.
Who would you rather
they both
have
got
to
good
play
defenses.
In the championship? Saints or the Vikings?
I would want to play the Saints.
What about you?
I would rather play the Vikings.
They've already played the Saints?
No. I just feel like the quarterback thing. But I,
man,
I,
Drew Brees
only reason
hasn't
I would
been there.
Play... Go ahead.
When's the last time Drew Brees been to the playoffs, dog?
A couple years.
I think the year they beat us, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
like
2000 and what, 12? Yeah, 2012. But you might be right. You know what? I switch it
I
to the
think,
Saints.
I don't think they're
Because the Saints'
ready.
Defense isn't as good. The Saints' defense isn't as good as Minnesota's. And I want to keep it but – Minnesota doesn't have a Drew Brees. That's the only reason I would say the Vikings. But their defense is good. But their defense isn't like it's not the 85 Bears.
Unstoppable.
Or the 2000 Ravens. So you know what I'm saying. So you know what? I want to stick with the Vikings because I'd rather play against Case Keenum because he's prone to make more mistakes than Drew Brees. So I think, yeah, the Vikings for me. I'd rather play the Vikings. You've been talking shit about the Saints for a minute now. Like, you wanted to play the Saints in the first fucking round and shit. So, like, yeah. I'd rather play the Saints over the Vikings. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, over the Panthers. I'm like, nah, dog. What do you see that's so weak in the Saints, bro?
That we can run the ball on them. What else? We can run the ball on them.
If they run the ball, though.
If we run the ball on them.
If they run the ball.
They're a rushing team, too. They're a rushing team, too. So,
yeah.
So, you know, we stop their run. We get after Drew Brees. I just think it's a good matchup for us.
You might be right. You might be right. You're right. I you know what? I might rather play the Saints, too. You convinced me. You convinced me. You convinced me. I mean, because I don't know. Minnesota's got Case Keenum and no weapons. Well, they got weapons, but they're nobody scary. Nobody's special.
Yeah, but they ain't got nobody special, but they got a great defense.
Is it a great defense or is it a good defense?
A good defense going up against our backup quarterback.
True. But they got their backup quarterback and they've been rolling.
Yeah, but Case Keenum, that offense is talented for him, dog. Like, look at it.
It is.
Plays down the field. You know what I mean? Like, Case Keenum is perfect in that offense. That's why he looks so good.
He does.
Look at Sam Bradford. Everybody that was in the Minnesota offense looked good, dog. All their quarterbacks. Chaddy.
Yeah.
Bradford, Keenum.
I can't disagree with you, bro.
Like,
I can't disagree.
I just think, you know, our defense, the way our defense is playing, I don't think they can have that type of game that they have on everybody else, and that's what, you know, will put us in favor to beat them. You know what I'm saying? They haven't played a good defense neither. Well, I mean, what defense had they played that was good? Carolina, right?
I guess you could say Carolina.
They lost to Carolina.
Now, if you could rank the last NFC defenses left in the playoffs, where do you rank the Eagles? Minnesota's defense is better than the Eagles, right?
Yeah, it's a tad bit better than the Eagles.
Is Jacksonville's defense better than the Eagles?
Yeah, it's a tad bit better than the Eagles.
Okay. And then where do you put the Eagles then?
Like third. Seven regular cash.
Third?
Like third. I'm a pain in this.
We're about third, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only reason why I say the Vikings defense is better because of their linebackers and their secondary.
They got great linebackers.
Right.
Oh, shit. Yo, time is almost up on us, bro. It's been an hour already, man. Damn. It was a quick show. Bro, I'm going to hit you up, dog. But, yo, thank you for checking in with me, man.
Thank you for your
cooperation. No doubt. Hit me up.
Yo, I'm going to hit you up tomorrow, doggy.
All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, dog.
Bye.
Another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio.
You're just talking.
Time goes by so fast.
That shit went fast as hell.
Yeah, I didn't really chime in much on that. I don't know much about football. That's your thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I let you take that one there.
Yeah, my bad.
Nah, it's good. You're cool.
I should have hit this when they were making their pick.
I know. I saw it. I started to do it at the end.
I forgot.
Yeah. I did it at the end of Maurice's.
But we'll see what happens. We'll probably talk a little bit more current events and everyday life tomorrow.
Yep.
And, of course, more Eagles and shit. So thank you for tuning in, if you tuned in. I'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Sayonara.